Both species, the swift and the house martin, are in serious decline, and one of the reasons for this is that new housing doesn't afford them the sort of nesting spaces that they need. Swifts need access to loft space through gaps in the soffits to get in and breed, and house martins need a clear approach to secure eaves where they build their very attractive little mud nests. And they face a surfeit of problems. They're migrants, as you mentioned. They're covering, you know, tens of thousands of miles in a perilous world every year. And so every last colony of these animals that we have now needs to be, you know, rigorously looked after so we can secure their population's future in the longer term. So it may sound like just one small issue. You know, this is just a few nests in one estate in southern Hampshire. But, of course, if we don't look after every last one, every small issue, we'll end up with none whatsoever. And it's very unfortunate. It seems that a vast majority of people are very keen to look after these birds. The council have fitted the spikes and some netting, and this is really distressing. It's the complete opposite of what we want to try and achieve. Now, the council have, I've read on their website, taken ecological consultants' advice, which is great. I mean, I don't think anyone here is saying the council haven't done their job properly. What we're saying is that on this, you know, instance, a mistake might have been made, and a rethink's needed, that's all. So if we can just take the materials down in the short term, let these birds go about their breeding business, having come so far and being imperiled, and then during the latter part of the summer and the winter, maybe we can have a rethink and find a way of excluding the pigeons and allowing these two beautiful and charming species to prosper in this area.
Yeah. Chris, you tweeted this last night, and the council tweeted back, didn't they?
They did, well, which is good. I mean, that's the benefit of social messaging. I mean, what we're aiming for here is not a conflict, but a creative solution to a problem. I hate people who are council bashers. The council gets the blame for everything, and which is really not very fair. I think the vast majority of employees in councils work very hard to make sure that all of the people they're looking after are satisfied. In this instance, there's been a small mistake, and it's about a group of what we consider to be very important birds. Yeah. So we're just saying, please don't entrench. Please just admit that it hasn't worked. If we can quickly remove the materials, the birds can go about their breeding, and we can all sit down and come to a solution which will keep everyone satisfied. I mean, that's what I say, and it's about creative compromise, not conflict. Mm. And these animals will live to 40 years, and all they require is a little hole in a roof in New Milton to be happy. Is that too much to ask, Julian?